particular ikar, right? Ani mamni b'emunah shleim avriyas hamashiach. I believe in the coming of the Mashiach, even though he will tarry or delay. I'll wait for him any day he'll come. The Jewish people, to a great degree, grabbed this particular one. You know, it was a type of thing that people, certainly, specifically in Europe, type of thing that was sung by people, and it was maybe sometimes the last thing people said before they died up, Kiddush Hashem. At least in recent times, we have stories from the Holocaust about that. Right? And to a great degree, it's the type of thing that gives people hope. You know what I mean? In the worst possible times, you have an idea that, you know, we're heading for somewhere. You know, we're part of a process, and it's heading for somewhere. You know, so apparently, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. The story is related that in Kovno, on the way, he said that we are obviously being chosen by Hashem as korbanos of kapara, atonement for our, you know, that hopefully our death will bring geula for our brothers and sisters in the rest of the world. You know, so that type of attitude, that type of feeling, very much is found in here. I think it was. Golda Meir once said that that Jews don't have the luxury of being pessimists. It's like we're always optimistic, you know. It's always optimistic, and I think a lot of that optimism comes from belief in that history has a destiny and it's heading towards the Geula, and the process may be lengthy and sometimes painful, but if you know that you're getting to a certain point, then there's cause for optimism. And you see that's permeated the Jewish people. The fact, I mean, it's always amazing to me. It's almost miraculous to me. What Holocaust survivors did after the war. They built the State of Israel. They built Judaism in so many countries. Right, and it's amazing that a person could come out of a situation like that, lost almost everything, right, and carry on. Right? So, I mean, I was just in Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne, I think, has the highest percentage of Holocaust survivors of any city in the world. So my parents' generation is about 80% Holocaust. It's like unbelievable. And shuls and schools and yeshivas and people built lives for themselves. Unbelievable, you know. It's incredible to me. And I think part of that is because of the optimism of the idea of the Mashiach, you know, that history is a process and it has an end and will bring to the Geula. It's amazing. I mean, there's a famous bagel store in Melbourne called Glick's Bagels. They have branches in different cities in Australia. It's kosher, and it was created by a Holocaust survivor called Mr. Glick, whose son is a principal of a school, and he's in his 90s. He's the first person in shul every morning in one of the shuls there, Mizrahi shul, and he's there literally every morning, and he works the bakery every day, you know what I mean? And he's got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. It's unbelievable. You know, it's just an inspiration to see. Of course, you don't want to be served by Mr. Glick. Should anyone go to Melbourne, don't be served by, because, you know, order one bagel, it can take you half a day. I mean, he moves very slowly, right? But we can forgive him for that, right? It's like, so it's an amazing thing. Anyway, so I just thought it'd be appropriate to mention this, you know, and Yishlach l'keitz hayomim m'shicheinu liftois mechakei keitz yishuosai. Right? He will send at the end of days our Mashiach to redeem those who wait for the end of his salvation, as it says in Yigdal. So let's have a look at the Rambam's Nusach, how he puts it. Yemot HaMashiach, the days of the Mashiach. It is actually interesting, just hit me, and I don't know the original Arabic, but it's interesting that he doesn't start off with HaMashiach. He starts off with Yemois HaMashiach, the days of the Mashiach. In other words, the that would seem to be an emphasis not so much only on the personality, but on what that person will bring into the world, right? The change in the that will take place in the world, which I think is important.
Could it be that he's
I'm sorry, but oh, yeah, but he doesn't hold like that. So
even if he doesn't hold like him,
maybe. Oh, you might be inclusive. Yeah, that's a possibility. So let's see what he says. V'hula hamin ula ames, to believe and to declare as true. Shiavo, that he will come. V'lo yechashev shiyisacher, and not to even consider that he'll be late. I guess what that means is that being late meaning beyond the appointed time. There's a moed, right? The ito, specific time that Hashem has in mind, so to speak, to bring him. And there's also, of course, the possibility of achishena, right, where we say he'll come quicker. But when that decision is, it'll happen. Im yisma hameya chakelo, and if it will be delayed. Or rather, here you'd have to interpret it as if it will take a long time. That's not the same as being late. If I tell you I'll see you in 6 hours, and I'm there in 6 hours, that's not called late. I'm there in 6 hours. If I tell you I'll be there 6 hours and I'm there 6 hours and 5 minutes, that's late. V'lo yasim lozman. And don't say, well, if he doesn't come by this time, that's it, forget it. Interesting, there's a story which I actually heard from a grandson of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was a Rav in Toronto. And apparently, not the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, but the one before him, had declared that the Mashiach would come that next week. And I think it was him. And one of his congregants came to Rav Yaakov. It was a guy who had his store open on Shabbos. But he used to come to shul, you know, not unusual. And he said, I've decided to close my store. Mashiach is coming. I'm closing the store. So the story goes that Yaakov said, no, he's not coming this week. No. Ignore it. So, like, people heard this and they had tightness on Rav Yaakov. How can you say that? The guy's going to close his store. He says, right now, the last thread linking him to Emunah is his belief in Mashiach. You and I know that this declaration is not a prophecy, right? Halafah, it'll happen, but if it doesn't, right, that's it. The last thread that he's got to Emunah is cut, and it's over. Interesting, a lot of courageous to say that, to say that, but that's, so don't give us man, but if it's not, you know, because that's, I guess that's to a certain degree, it's almost like testing Hashem, which you're not supposed to do. You know what I mean? If I keep Shabbos this week, I want my business deal to. You know what I mean? There are areas where you can do that in Tzedakah, Maisa, etc., but no, generally not. And you should not develop ideas from the verses through, you know, I don't know, people have all these types of gematrias and skip every 49 letters and all that, right, and come over, and it says explicitly that he'll come, you know, etc. Don't do that. Chachamim oimrim, tifach rucham shel mechashvei kitzin. Let the spirits of those who calculate these times explode. V'shiyamin shiye lo yisroi. He also has to believe that he will have advantages, or meila and greatness, the covered and honor, al kol hamalachim, shayma olam, over all kings that were prior to him. Kefima shenibu alav kol hanaviim mimoshe rabbeinu alav shalom abalachi alav shalom. Based on that which all the prophets prophesied. We'll see what the Nevi'im said a little later. I have it on the outline here. He basically says not only to believe that there will be this Mashiach, but also that he will be greater than all kings prior to him. Yisroin umayla the covered. Umishi is stapeg boy, anyone who is doubtful about him. So that's a good question. So technically, although the Medrash says he was a king, but technically he wasn't a melech. So he's saying, Mashinivu alav kolanavim. In other words, that's a reference not to that all the Nevi'im from Moshe to Malachi prophesied that there will be this king greater than all previous kings. He's not saying he's necessarily greater than Moshe. Although one of the problems is that you know, it says Shlomo is the greatest, most wise of all people. So how can the Mashiach be greater than that? So, you know, you could say, I think I heard from a Breidowitz, maybe he said, I don't remember who told me this, but he said, as it could be that yes, he was the Chacham Mikol Adam, who says, but if you live after him and you've got the utilization of his Chochmah plus all those who came after him, you may actually be able to make greater progress and have greater Chochmah, even though you personally, as right, you could have someone, I mean, it could have a physicist today who's not necessarily, doesn't necessarily have a higher IQ than Einstein, but he has the benefit of Einstein and Niels Bohr and Planck and Oppenheimer and, right? Sorry?
That's considered a Chochmah?
Yeah,
just like Shlomo amount, Shlomo amount didn't have an iPhone. That doesn't mean that he's not as smart as
he is. Right, so I'm saying he was certainly smarter than anyone around. But is it possible that the Mashiach could have a Mela beyond Shlomo? Yeah, just in the same way as a contemporary physicist could have a Mela beyond Einstein, even though his IQ may not necessarily be as high. Right? I think, I mean, that's how, I think it was Rebreitowitz mentioned that to me. It makes sense to me, I can hear that. Umishi Stapek Boy, one who has doubts about him. In other words, about whether there'll actually be a Mashiach. Onismayit Etzlo Ma'alosoi. Or he does not consider him to be of such great stature. Meaning, he might say that, yeah, well, look, he'll be a regular guy, just a good politician. So no, he's going to be a great Talmud Chacham, he's going to be a great tzaddik, he's going to be a great military leader, etc., etc. Right? Kofar b'Torah, has denied the Torah. She yo'ad bo b'Torah b'feirush. Because the Torah actually predicted this explicitly. Parshas Bilam, u'parshas atem nitzovim. U'michlal yesoid zeh. And what he wants to say is that it's not merely from the Nevi'im or from Chazal. This is something in the Torah itself, and a person who denies it, as he says this actually fairly explicitly in the Mishnah Torah, has denied not only the Nevi'im but also has denied the Torah itself. And I guess you think about it, logically speaking, there's got to, you know, the idea that Hashem creates this world and makes this Jewish people and takes us out of Egypt, does all these miracles, so that what? So we'll peter out into assimilation, or that we'll just be remain scattered around the world, or build a nice house in Monsey, right? Does it make sense, right? It's like, it doesn't, right? Is there not? And if you look through history, you see this type of like a direction we're going. We've come back to Israel, right? He was a minister under Ariel Sharon's government. Balchuva, amazing guy. So I forgot his name, just slipped my mind. I met him a couple of times. So this guy was brought up on a secular kibbutz, secular parents, left wing Israeli. He was in the Sayeret Matkal, right, elite, you know, force in the Israeli army. He was a commander, etc. Did many missions, great danger. One particular mission in Lebanon, lost a number of comrades, came back, took out the Tanakh that he was given at basic training. Everyone gets a Tanakh in the Israeli army basic training. And he started reading for the first time in his life. And he reads it, and he says, you know, it seems to be that there's a certain destiny that the Jewish people are heading. Now, after everything that he read, and we're coming back to Israel, and we've come back to Israel, and so on and so forth, and he enrolled in a yeshiv, you know, went to Machon Meir, Kiryat Moshe, became frum, eventually got smicha, has a degree also in political science and mathematics, that's what brought him to it, just looking at the history and the destiny. We're definitely heading towards somewhere, right? So he says. So just from the even forgetting the psukim for the moment, it's almost like a lamali cross farahu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is, you know, didn't create things for naught, create things just for the, just will, you know, carry on, and then you know, everything will just will go to zero, reset, etc. Okay. Umichlal yesoid ze she'ein melech liyisrael eilam abeis dovin umizera shloma. Important to note, included in this is that a king is only legitimate. Although in the Mishnah Torah he does modify this slightly, but a king's only legitimate if he's from David HaMelech via Shlomo. If you look in the Christian scriptures, you know, they trace, they attempt to trace Yoshka back that way, right? Because that's important to them to establish he's the Jewish Messiah. Okay. Anyone who argues on this mishpacha, kofra b'shem Hashem yisbarach u'b'divrei Nevi'im, has also denied Hashem and the Nevi'im. So supporting someone as Mashiach who is not from Malchus, right, from David HaMelech, problematic as well. Okay. All right, we'll stop here.